088. Yamuna water splashing, Jal Keli. Feeling fatigued from dancing and romancing, Krishna and the gopis enter the Yamuna. Upon entering the Yamuna, Krishna looks like an intoxicated elephant playing in the water with his consorts. Some of the tired young gopis stand in the water up to their knees or navels. Others move in the Yamuna up to their necks. As Krishna lightly splashes them, the gopis splash him back in frolic. Krishna plays alone with some gopis or plays with groups of five or six. Sometimes Krishna frolics in the water with all the gopis after fixing various types of wagers for the winner or loser of the water battle. In the duel of water splashing, the loser must give kisses. But if the loser refuses to pay and give a kiss, then a quarrel will ensue. Thus, clever Krishna enjoys the topmost happiness with his beloved gopis. Then Krishna starts speaking equivocally. How amazing! It is night time, but yet the Chakravakas are meeting together. Usually they separate. And bees are madly drinking the nectar of the blooming lotus flowers. Hearing this, the gopis wince and quickly cover their faces with their hands. The restless minnow fish in the Yamuna feel shy and defeated upon seeing Radha's beautiful doe-like eyes. The fish become struck with wonder and they go off course and bump into Radha's body submerged in the Yamuna. Radha becomes frightened and responds by this touch of the fish by embracing Govinda. But Krishna takes this hug as a friendly gesture. It is amazing that no one loses when the Braja Gopis frolic with each other by splashing, throwing lotus flowers at each other, or thrashing each other with lotus stems. Krishna, however, loses his patience. While watching them, Krishna collects seven or eight gopis, forms a circle, and introduces a game called Jal Manduk Vadya, making music by slapping the water in different ways with one's hand. Front of the hand, side of the hand, palm of the hand, back of the hand. The kunkum washes off the gopis' breasts as they dive in the ocean of Sringhar Ras. The kajal falls from their eyes. Their hair loosens, their waist bells break, and their pearl necklaces fall apart. Observing the unadorned splendor of the gopis, Krishna's eyes fill with delight, and he becomes eager to enjoy with the gopis. The Shamyud Yamuna now appears like white as the Ganga because of all the sandalwood paste that has washed off the gopis' bodies. Yamuna is far more fortunate than Ma Ganga because in the Yamuna, in Vrindavan, Krishna plays with the gopis. After enjoying their Jal Keli water sports, Krishna and his sweethearts step onto the Yamuna's shore. The Manjaris serve the Sakis by drying their hair with soft towels and dressing them in fresh clothes.